Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The account you heard this evening about those two disciples on the road to Emmaus, whom Jesus encountered and spoke with, is the reason why we reviewed all those Old Testament prophecies last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's important to know the events of Holy Week. In fact, it's vital for our faith to know them. But it's just as important to know the Word of God that prophesied those events ahead of time, because that's how the Holy Spirit works faith in a person's heart. Not by seeing the crucified and risen Jesus, but by hearing the Spirit-inspired words pointing to the crucified and risen Lord Jesus. Faith has to be founded on the Holy Scriptures. Who were the two disciples walking toward Emmaus? Well, one is called Cleopas, and really little else is known about him. He and the other weren't part of the 12 apostles, but they were clearly disciples of Jesus and had spent time with Jesus and the apostles. They had witnessed all the events of Holy Week there in Jerusalem. They watched as Jesus was condemned and tortured and crucified. They saw that he was buried. But seeing all that, and even hearing the accounts of the women and of the apostles who went to the tomb and found it empty, none of that made them happy. They were still sad as they walked along the road, talking with one another about how tragic it all was, that the one they thought would redeem Israel had simply failed. Now, why did Jesus not allow himself to be recognized by them as he walked with them? Why did he restrain their eyes? Because the kind of faith they would need for the rest of their earthly lives doesn't come from seeing. It comes from hearing, as always. And so Jesus walked through the Old Testament with them, making the connections between prophecy and fulfillment, even as we did last week. Using the Holy Scriptures, Jesus swept out the debris in their hearts, the debris of misinterpretation that plagued the people of Israel, the notions that the Christ would appear glorious at his coming, that he would restore an earthly kingdom to Israel, that he would take up the throne of his kingdom without suffering, without dying. As they walked, they began to see the truth that the Scriptures had prophesied all along. The Christ must come and suffer for sin, that he must be like a Passover lamb, and like all the Old Testament sacrifices, shedding his blood, his innocent blood, in order to keep safe all those sinners who put their faith in him. He had to be lifted up on a cross like the bronze serpent was lifted up on a pole by Moses in the wilderness, so that all who look to him in faith are saved from the serpent's venom. He had to be like the tabernacle and like the temple, God's dwelling place among men, in one place on earth. And the temple of his body had to be destroyed and rebuilt within 3 days. The hearts of those two disciples burned within them as they listened to the word of God that Jesus spoke. And only then, after their faith was kindled by the Holy Spirit through the Holy Scriptures, only then did Jesus reveal himself to them and allow them to recognize him. He didn't first show them visible proof of his resurrection. He first led them to faith through the word, and then he allowed them to see. And so it is with us too. We haven't seen Jesus first, but he has sent his gospel out into the world, and his Holy Spirit has caused our hearts to burn as he shows us all that the scriptures said about him. In fact, the fact that all of history was pointing to the cross and to the empty tomb of the Christ. That's the message that brought us to faith, and it's the same message and the same preaching of law and gospel that will bring others to faith. No amount of programs or activities, no youth groups, no amount of fun and entertainment will bring a single soul to trust in Jesus for salvation. Not even seeing him risen from the dead would bring anyone to saving faith. Only the scriptures. Only the Word of God, only the preaching that centers on Christ and Him crucified and risen in accordance with the Scriptures. And if the Scriptures were telling the truth about Christ's death and resurrection, then you can be sure they're also telling the truth about Christ reigning at the right hand of the Father and about His constant care for His Christian church and for every single baptized member of it. So even though you don't see Jesus, listen to the scriptures, listen to the Word of God, and your faith will grow. And then if you know someone who doesn't know the risen Lord Jesus, don't try to convince them with arguments and proofs. Use the scriptures. It's the Holy Spirit's only tool for bringing people to faith. And if we come to know Christ through the scriptures, then He will surely abide with us here on earth by His Spirit until we see Him in person with our own eyes when He comes again, and then we will abide with Him forever. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.